Hello there, this is Robin Bremer, author, podcaster, and blogger. Hi, today I want to share with you something that changed my life and just kind of to give you encouragement. In 1 Timothy 1:7 it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and of love and of a sound mind." And there's so much stuff happening in the world today that it's so easy to get into fear. 7 years ago, our church went on a fast, and I decided to fast TV. And since that time, I never went back to having a TV. I have a TV, but I watch videos, and I watch DVDs. I don't have any connection to any kind of antenna. I don't have any cable TV or anything like that. I just watch Netflix. But I did something today that reminded me how easy it is for a everyday or average person or the normal person to get into fear in everything that they see. And what I did was I got on Facebook, and I was on Facebook for about an hour. Now, I primarily use Facebook as a ministry tool so that people who are following me can get to know me personally and, you know, can know who I am and what I'm about, and I can share encouraging words with them and the things that God, the revelations that God gives me and teaches me. Well, I was on Facebook for an hour and I saw so much stuff that I wish I wouldn't have seen. I wish I wouldn't have heard. I just made me come to the realization that one of the biggest things that the enemy is doing right now is the propaganda of fear. And fear is an act of terrorism, and that's basically what the devil is doing right now. So many Christians will not speak up, will not say things because they're afraid of people coming against them, because they're basically afraid. They won't speak up about Bible beliefs that we believe that the law is coming against. They won't speak against people that are terrorizing Americans and others. They won't speak up. They won't speak out about simple things that our nation was created on godly principles and on the value of having God the head of everything. And so as they strip the law away from us, Christians are pretty much fearful because of this campaign of fear that has been put against us, that has been, what is the correct word? It has been, I don't even know the word. God showed me a picture once. He showed me this spider that was, I was riding a bicycle and there was a spider underneath me, and every once in a while the spider would disappear. So I would shake out my legs and I would be fearful that the spider was crawling up my pants leg because I couldn't see the spider. And then the spider went into the forest, and when I pulled back like a curtain, I could see the spider on top of the tree, and he smirked at me. And God said that his people were fearful because whenever they couldn't, that all the devil had to do was basically one thing, and he would put so much fear in people just from doing that one thing, and that God said his people were fearful, and that's basically what's happening right now. People are so fearful of being standing out, coming against something, that the laws that are changing, because they don't want to be targeted, and that's what they're doing, is they're targeting individuals and making examples of them, so nobody will speak out. But what I want to share with you is God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And that we have been created, when we accept Jesus as the Lord and our Savior, first of all, we are not sinners because we sin. We are sinners because we are born. Anybody born after Adam was created in the likeness of Adam, and Adam sinned and fell and brought the whole human race down with him. And then Jesus became our sin for us so that we would become his righteousness. And in becoming, we became righteous. We are righteous not by our works and not by our nature, but because of who we are born again in Christ Jesus, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, and righteousness has power, and one of the tools the enemy has come against us in is the tool of thinking that we are only righteous because of our behavior. But we're righteous because of Jesus' behavior, not because of ours. We didn't do anything to become righteous. We didn't do anything to become sinners. We were just born in the likeness of Adam as sinners, and we're born again in the likeness of Jesus, and we're righteous. Now, the reason that's so important is Isaiah 32:17 says, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. And because we don't know, so many Christians don't know that they are righteous because of Jesus and what he did, and they think they're righteous by their behavior, they're not walking in power, authority, and dominion, and they have a spirit of fear, and they're not standing up, and they're not being any different from people of the world. And so I just want to encourage you to study about the righteousness that we are in Christ Jesus, because the work of righteousness is peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance. And that's one of the things that changed my life. The more I knew that I was righteous because Jesus made me righteous, and that I would never be unrighteous because of my behavior, but I am righteous because of Jesus' obedience and Jesus' behavior, because I'm in Christ Jesus. And that righteousness gave me power. It said those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. And that's what we're so much is missing, and we're not reigning in life. We think that Christian life is being good, moral people. Well, no, really, Christian life is being is about a relationship, a restored relationship with our Father God, and being created in his image and acting like him. Right behavior is the result of knowing that. Right behavior follows that. So I just want to encourage you to study righteousness, to know that you are righteous, that to know that you can stand up and change laws, that you can stand up and heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, that you can stand up and not be afraid with all the stuff that's going on. Be careful what you do, what you put in front of your face. I don't watch TV, and I have to really cut back on Facebook because there's so much trash. It's just like watching TV, reading Facebook now. And I felt like after reading through all that stuff and seeing all that stuff, I felt like curling up in a little ball, not trying to be successful, not trying to share with you my revelations. I just wanted to curl up in a little ball and make the whole world go away. And I imagine that's how most of you feel after watching the news, after going to work, after being bombarded by this at work, being bombarded when you come home and you try to relax. I just encourage you to shut off the TV, to throw away the newspaper, to stop listening to that stuff, and instead get in God's presence. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to pray about. If you're so busy watching all the horrible stuff happening in the world, all it's going to do is build fear, and you're not going to hear the Holy Spirit say, don't go down this road, don't go to work today, don't say this to this person, don't do this, go this way. You're not going to hear the Holy Spirit because your head is going to be filled with the voices of fear, of taking logical and common sense steps from what you hear the news report say or what they're predicting and so on. And you can save yourself a lot of stress by just spending time praying in tongues and hearing God and listening to what God has to say instead. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And that love is God's love. When you know how much God loves you, you won't have fear. You will be excited. Life is fun. And renew your mind. So that's it for today. I hope it has encouraged you in every area of your life. Well, that's it for today. And until next time, have a blessed day.
For more teachings and ministering from Robin Bremer, be sure to visit Robin's website at www.robinbremer.net. Until next time, we pray that your eyes would be open to receive everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have.